infinitely more important than what any of us would say. So we don't apologize for having someone read publicly chapter 5 for us. Who would like to come to a mic and do that? And I actually would like you to read, if you would, verse 25 of chapter 4, and then read right through chapter 5. Jason?
Romans chapter 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And then chapter 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. But until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For by one's man offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through the righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you, Jason. How many have been in a Bible study with Emil? A lot of hands. What's the first thing that we do? What do we do on the second day? Well, that's it. We do a little recap. Emil, why don't you help us out? Do a little review here. I'm following your example,
that
brother.
That wasn't part of the deal. All right.
The courtroom is in session. All juries are in. They're all awake. Remember what we said yesterday? We are in a courtroom now. You guys are the juries. And we have a case that by the end of this week, we have to come to a conclusion on it. Yesterday, we have the gospel of God explained to us. Now, why are we studying the book of Romans? I want to hear all of you. I can't hear you. That we might be established. So we would be like this Roman soldier, have an access to every place he would like to do in the scripture, that you might know what the word of God is all about. It's a roadmap. It's a way for you to have all the privileges that that Christ afford to us. Christianity is a wonderful thing. The gospel of God is concerning His Son, the Lord Jesus. But why does man need the Lord Jesus? Why does man need the gospel of God? Man said, we are okay. We're all right. We're smart people. We're intelligent people. We're capable people. Well, in the courtroom, that's what man said. The chief persecutor came in and said, okay, let me examine that case. Sir.
Now, we all want to pay attention. Emil speaking, and it's polite and it's the right thing to do. If you want to carry a conversation on with others, you come to me and I'll make arrangements for you to be in the hall or somewhere else. We're here to study the Word of God this morning, so let's give Emil our attention.
You're telling me that there are people talking while I'm talking? Anyway, so the first group of people that came to represent themselves said, well, we're okay. We're fine people. We're just living, you know, according to our own understanding. We even have our own gods. We made a god for ourselves. And the persecutor said, no, you are guilty because you have looked around. There are evidence of a creator. The heaven declares the glory of God. You cannot tell me that there is no creator. And what happened to you is that you start creating your own God. You made an image. But not only that, you start acting in a way and submitting yourself to your own lust, to sin. You became a slave to sin, and sin ruined your Your life, your body, your soul, and your spirit. That's what sin did to you. You are guilty. You are a sinner. He couldn't answer him. Now you jury, listen, because you're going to tell me it's a verdict in the end. Then another group of people came in and said, wait a second. Yes, we agree with you. These people are very primitive people. They're uncivilized. But we are very civilized people. And we're going to rehab people. Have you ever heard of rehabilitation? What is it? Thank you. How do you spell that? Okay, don't worry about it. Have you ever heard of that? So we're trying to refine people and make them better. Have you ever heard of any state in the U.S. have knocking down jails, saying, oh, we can't build jails anymore? They're empty. We are not going to build jails anymore. We're going to knock down jails because after we have our rehab programs and education programs, people are really becoming fine. Have you ever heard of that? So the persecutor said, no, it did not work. Your civilization, your fig leaves mask that you put upon yourself to show everybody that you are a wonderful person. It's not true. Because you have a conscience. The first group of people have the creation, the voice of God. The second group of people have the conscience. You know what's right and what's wrong. And you know what? You're just being a little bit clever. But you could be clever before men. But God is exposing you. You are guilty. You just without excuse. You are just as much sinner as the first group. Well, so the lawyers came in and said, okay, that's fine. Well, I have my third group of people. These are fine people. Now, these are religious people. And by the way, they have the Old Testament. They have the Word of God. They have the law. They have the priesthood. They have all of these wonderful things. And the persecutor said, really? Well, let me tell you what they did. When Moses went up on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandment, what did these people do?
They made an idol.
What kind of idol?
One of gold is a calf.
These were supposed to be the religious people. You know what they did? They made a cow, a golden cow, and they prayed to it, just like the first people.